This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. In our last visit, we began a chapter study of the Song of Moses found in Deuteronomy 32. We identified the title as A Faithful God. The key verse was 39. We wrote a significant truth and identified some cross-references. Next, we should write down any problems we encounter. The one I wrote down was, why did God choose Israel to be the nation of blessing when they were so prone to rebel and disobey? You might think of other problems. Once we have thought through these matters, we need to develop an outline to help us remember the information studied. The title is A Faithful God. The main points are, He is faithful in His nature, in His provision, in His discipline, and in His plan. Throughout the song, God is identified as great and perfect, just and good, patient and kind, upright and righteous. He stands alone above any other object of worship, and alone deserves our devotion and praise. The song reminds Israel of God's bountiful provision in the past and the promise of the same in the future to all who trust and obey. But He will discipline the rebellious, wayward child who in his prosperity forgets his true benefactor. The discipline is designed to remind the rebel to return to the one who gave him life and blessing. All the while, God continues to faithfully work his plan. Though delayed in order to discipline, he will accomplish all he set out to do. His plan always prospers. That's why it's wise to remember him and his blessings as you trust and obey. Singing this song would help put and keep things in focus for fruitful living.